Okay, Shira Shirim Perek Gimel, and this Perek continues. Our longing, it talks about, again, a mashal of a woman who is at night lying on her bed wondering where her beloved is. I searched for her, I couldn't find her, I looked, or I couldn't find him, and I looked all over and I met some shomrim, and I asked, have you found my beloved? And they said, oh, kibat shavarti, almost passed them until I found him, and I said, either I found him or I wish I found him, and I remember the times that we were together. And then we have Mishalom also, Mizos, Olam, and Amidbar, of those other nations remembering the times that we were close, and other psukim that describe the love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. So let's read some of these psukim. Again, a couple of known psukim that are mentioned here. Almish Kavi Balelos, as I lie on my bed at night, right, Bnei Yisrael are talking. They are the beloved, they're the wife. Bikashti et shava nafshi, I wonder, where is my beloved? And again, it's always fascinating to think about how Shlomo HaMelech was writing this when he had a Beis HaMikdash, but he's writing this for a future time where there wouldn't be a Beis HaMikdash, and we would be yearning for the closeness. So bikashti et shava nafshi, I search for the one that my soul loves. Bikashtiv v'lo mitzasiv, I searched for him, but v'lo mitzasiv, I did not find him. What does that mean? I yearned for the closeness. Bikashtiv v'lo mitzasiv. Rashi says, "Batzar li sheyashavti ba'afela kol shloshim v'shmona shana she'ini zofim." Maybe this is a reference to the 38 years in the Midbar when we didn't have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu except to watch the Anan HaKavim whenever it moved. Remember, we mentioned in the first parak that the whole story of Shir Hashirim goes through all of history. So according to Rashi, this is the years of the Midbar. The Al-Shuch says this is referring to Galus Bavel, where this could also mean any time that we are in Galus. Anytime that we're in Galus, we hope. We hope and we yearn. We never lose hope. That's what this pasuk reflects. Bikashtiv. A Jew is always bikashtiv. Even if alo mitzasiv, even if at that moment we don't find the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? The Gemara in Shabbos, Laman Aleph, discusses the first a number of the questions that we're going to be asked, or statements that are going to be made to us, the six questions. Right? Will kavati itam latara, nasatam nathatav emuna, tzipisili Yeshua. Tzipisili Yeshua. Did you hope for the salvation? It's a fascinating comment I like to quote from the Smak. The Smak, Sefer Mitzvahs Katam, one of the Bali Atosvahs in Mitzvah Aleph, where he talks about what is the source for Tzipisli Yeshua. The other ones we know, we're going to be asked about Puravu, because there's a mitzvah of Puravu. We're going to be asked for Kavati Tamatorah, the mitzvah of Tamatorah. There's a mitzvah to be honest. There's an isser to lie, but where does it say that we have to hope for Mashiach? Tzipisli Yeshua. So explains the Smak, that's part of the Muna. That's part of believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Leida, the first mitzvah. Leida she'oso shabara shemayim va'aretz hu levado moshel malo umata ubedalad ruchos. Ki l'chsev anochi Hashem alokecha, and he quotes the pasuk from Devarim Perek Dalav, v'yadata hayom ha'shivosa el vavecha, ki Hashem hu elokim. And then he continues, ubazet talui ma she'amru chachamim she'sholon la'adam lachar misa b'shaz dino tzipis l'yeshua v'echan kasa mitzvah zu. Where does it say this mitzvah? El shmamina bazet talui she'kashem she'ish lono lahamin she'hotziyanu mi'mitzrayim. Just like we have to believe that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim once. D'chsiv anochi Hashem alokecha asher osei sicha v'yal karchin me'achar shehu dibur hachi kamar k'shem she'ani rotze she'taminu bi she'ani otzeisi eschem. I want you to believe that I took you out. Kachani rotze she'taminu bi and I will take you out. And a Jew believes. That's what a Jew does. An imam emunah shleima. A Jew always hopes for a better tomorrow. Rav Nevenzal writes in one of his svarim, that's why there's the takana that we have of laning the following parsha. Mincha, every Erev Shabbos, every Shabbos. Why do we lean the parsha on the following week? Just finish every week. Let's focus on that week. Because there's always next week's parsha. No matter what's happening in a Jew's life, we always know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take us. There's always another parsha on the horizon. And that's what's reflected in this first pasuk. Bikashtiv, the beloved, right, of Klal Yisrael, we say, we search, v'lo mitzasiv, even though we don't always find. The Chafetz Chaim has a very stark understanding of this pasuk. If you look in the Chafetz Chaim on the Torah, on page Resh Peches, Al Mishkavi Balilo, says the Chafetz Chaim, when somebody is lying for the final time, when somebody is bekever, Bikashiv, if we try to search out for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then v'lom atzasiv, it's too late, right? Hayom la'asosam, and umachar la'kabal scharam. So we have to make sure that we search for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do everything we can while before we're lying. before we are lying in the kever. So Amishkavi Balilos Bikashi Yeshavanavshi, Bikash of Lomatsasim. Akumana, let me get up, Asova Vabair. Let me get up and travel throughout the city, Bashvakim Uberchovos, throughout the marketplaces. Avakshe Shavanavshi, let me try to find the one that I love. Bikash of Lomatsasiv, again, I cannot find him. Mitsauni Yashomrim. And the woman says that she found guards. She found Shomrim Asova Vimbair that are walking around the city. Et Shavanavshi Reisim. Have you seen my beloved? Again, hoping beyond hope that we'll be able to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi quotes Chazal, who are the Shomrim? Moshe v'Aaron. Moshe and Aaron. Maybe this is referring to the times of the Yetzias Mitzrayim and during the Midbar, where we felt distant from Hashem. And we kept asking Moshe and Aaron, where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Lead us. Et Shavan Nafshi Risem, Kimat Sha'avarti Mehem. As the Mashal continues, I almost missed them. At Shematzasi, et Shavan Nafshi. I found HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I found, he returned. Achazti v'lo arpenu, I will grab him tight. I will not let him go. At Shehevios, havetiv el beis imi, until he brings me close to my mother's house, vel cheder horasi, and the cheder of where I was formed. The Rashi says, this is referring to the Mishkan, referring to the Ohel Moed, the ultimate Hashras HaShchina. Because again, that's the goal. That's the goal of the whole story. As we know, the Ramban emphasizes that Shmos is called Sefer HaGeula. Sefer HaGeula does not end at Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sefer HaGeula does not end by Maimed Har Sinai. Sefer HaGeula ends with Vayakob Bekudei, where Hashem's presence resting amongst Klal Yisrael. The Ramban says this in the Hagdama to Sefer Shmos. The Ramban says this in the Hagdama to Parshas Truma. The Parshas Truma, the Ramban doesn't have too many Hagdamas to Parshios, but the Parshas Truma, he talks about the purpose of the Mishkan, Visod HaMishkan, Hu Sheyia HaKavod Asher Shachan Al Arsinai Shochin Alav Binistar, Vayu B'Mishkan Tamid Am Yisrael Hamnich Im Yisrael HaKavod Shenir Lem B'Har Sinai. It's a Hemshech of Har Sinai. That's what the Ohel Moed was supposed to be, and that's what we yearned for. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought back the Shekhinah, Beis Imi V'Alchad HaRasi. And then we have the same pasuk that was quoted earlier, back in Beis Zion. Hishbati Eschem Rosh Yerushalayim. We again talk to those other nations, and we say, don't start up with us. Don't ruin our relationship. Bitzvaoso Bayelos HaSadeh. You're going to end up being a gazelle, a hind that's going to be attacked by other animals. In Ta'irav, in Ta'oras Ahava, Acha Techbatz. Right? Do something or cause us to negatively affect the love until the time comes for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come back. Again, we mentioned the Ramban in the last parak on this pasuk, Achetechbatz, but now we'll mention something else. Why do we need two of the same exact psukim? Right here, parak Gimel Halacha Hey, and earlier, parak Beis Halacha Zion, the same exact pasuk, Ishbati Eschem, Im Ta'ir Vim Ta'oru. So I saw the Rinas Yitzchak here, Rav Saraskin quotes, maybe it's based on the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi says in Parshas Vayishlach that there are two ways that the Umos Ha'olam try to make us distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Two ways. Hatzileni Na, the Beis Halevi comments on, Miyad Achi, Miyad Esav. V'yish Lefarish HaKavana, Di Yaakov Bihivado De Esav Balak Raso. When Yaakov realizes that Esav is coming to fight him, Haven De Lo Yimalit Me'echer Mishnei Ofanim. This you can't escape from one of two things that Esav is going to try to do. O de Esav yilachem imo v'yirtzeh lahargo. Maybe Esav is going to try to go fight with him and try to kill him. Oh, de yisratze imo v'yashuv me'apo. Or he'll try to befriend v'yeshev imo b'shalva v'yachva k'shnei achim. And he'll try to be like brothers. U'mishnei ofanim alolo nesiyar Yaakov. Yaakov is worried both from the hatred of Esav and from the love of Esav. Degam tovaso avaso shel Esav. Ra ha'isei sel Yaakov. Also the goodness and the love of Esav would be evil for Yaakov. V'al elu shnehu ofanim amar akosa v'yira Yaakov ma'od v'yetzer lo. Both to amar v'yira al safik shema yehargenu. Maybe he'll kill him. V'yetzel al savik shema yiskarev lo. V'zeo shebikesh alhani shnei ofanem atzilei no miyad achi. Save me from the achi, from the love he might show me, and the interactions we might have miyad esav. Sheineni rotzeh bo lo la'ach v'lo la'esav u'bikesh yatzilu mishnei yadayim halalu. V'niskav lo tfilaso. Dibitchila, says the Beis Halevi. Hashem saved him. And he was doche. He said, "I'm going to go slower. You could go ahead." Nifrad Esav Mimenu Valach Ladarko V'lo Nisake V'afilu Yom Echad Imo Ukiba Kashaso. And then he quotes, the Beis Halevi says, Maisa Avo Simen Labanim Degamba Galuso Shal Esav, the Galus that we're in now, Yisnai Kenam Yisrael B'shnei Ofanim Kasher Rasa La'asozem Yaakov Tavas Chalasa Galus Yeh Gozer Gzeros Ros B'shmados V'yisurim V'yilachim Bahem V'yirtzal Abdom V'ashem Rachma V'lo Yazvim. So often they want to kill us. Ulabasof, Yomarki Rosa Leshi Bishalvim Yaakov, the Kabanaso de Bazet Yarchik as Yisrael, Meavodas Hashem Yadichim and Munasam. We have to recognize both of those dangers. Both of those dangers, Hatzileni na Miyad Achi, Miyad Esav. And that says the Ridas Chislach, maybe that's why these two psukim are here. Don't mess with us. Don't mess with our relationship. Maybe it's talking about on these both of these levels. Don't mess with our relationship by physically annihilating us, and don't mess with our relationship by trying to assimilate us into your values. Good. Mizos Olas, and now B'nai Yisrael say, this is what the nation said when we were in the Midbar, and we had all the Nisim that surrounded us. The Be'er and the Mon, the Anani HaKavod, Mizos Olam in the Midbar. Who's coming up from the Midbar? Rashi says, Kashahisi Malachas the Midbar, Vayamuda Eish Vanan, Olchim Lefanai, Hargim Nechashim Va'akrabim, Vesarfin HaKotzim Va'barkanim, it killed all the animals and got rid of all the thorns, Vasos HaDerek Mishar, got rid of all the puddles, Vayahanan Vashan Olin, Veron Osana Umos, Umatmios Al Gedulasiv, Omros Mizos. Who is this? Mizos Olam in the Midbar, Kitimros Ashan, like a smoke that goes straight up. Mikuteres mor ulavona. It smells sweet. Mikol avkad rochel, from any spice collection. Avkas rochel, another name of a sefer. That's the chuvis of the Beis Yosef. Mikol avkas rochel. So who is this coming up? They wonder. Hine and mitaso shel Shlomo. And we think back to those times when they were in shock and they were. In wonderment of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. Actually, before we get to the next pasuk, the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Vayikra says, Kitimros Ashan. And look at Timros Ashan. Timros Ashan, again, remember, this is a Jew in Galus that's yearning to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ashan, the Ashan of the Midbar, went straight up. Says the Meshech Chachma. Maybe that's a reference to Jews. Isn't it amazing, says the Meshech Chachma, that the Jews, throughout the Galus, we stick together as Jews. We somehow stick together. Maybe when we're in Eretz Yisrael and we come back, and originally it's there are fights, but when Jews go, Jews are connected to each other. Kenu bi Yisrael bagola, says the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Kedoshim Yutes Yudches on the pasuk Yavlo Recha Kamocha Dimki Nigrashim Hema La America Bechalzos Ivdure Lo Mivdar Ubechal Makom Boam Hema Misachdim Menasim Kihilos Vagudos Latora Vavoda Beribuit Stakos Maizen Tovim. Jews take care of Jews, and that's what the Goyim say. Mizos Olam in a Midbar Kitimros Ashan. They see we stay together, and that's Mora Al Ashkacha Pratas Al Yisrael, because that's more that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us, because He makes sure that we stay together like Timros Ashan. He named Mitasa Shel Shlomo, and the Mita of Shlomo, says Rashi, this is talking about the again the Ohel Moed. The metaphor is that it's a bed. Shel Shlomo, again, Shlomo might mean Melech Shalom Shelo, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, as the first Rashi said. Shishim Giborim Savolom Gibor Yisrael. It's surrounded. It's protected. What are the 60 Giborim? So if this is talking about the Ohel Moed, like Rashi says, so the Mesudas David says this is talking about those who work in the Mishkan. Va'anim shal hu lomar, says the Mitzudas David. Hine beveis ha-migdash yushishim kitos giborim. There were 60 strong men, meaning halachic men. Ve'im chavdal mishmaris, the 24 mishmaris of Kohanim. 24 mishmaris of Levim, that's 48. And then 12 machlakos Yisrael, and he says 12 groups of Bnei Yisrael, so that's 60. V'kulam ayud tzadikim, v'zrizim, v'giborim, v'kvishas Yitzram. And they all worked on themselves, and that's who's surrounded. Shishigar Savilim and Gibar Yisrael, those who worked in the Beis HaMikdash. Remember the Gemara, the Tosfos in Maseches Bava Basra. I think on Daf Chaf Aleph, when we went into the Beis HaMikdash, we were just inspired by what we saw there, by all of the Kohanim and the Levim doing exactly what they're supposed to do. Right? And that's the Gibar Yisrael. Kul Machuze Cherev, they were all holding swords. They're all holding swords. Melumde Melchama, experienced in battle, Ishkarbal Yurecha Mipachar Balelos. Right, everybody has their sword ready to fight. So who are these people? So Rashi quotes the people who are fighting Melchamta Shel Torah. Something physical. Interesting. The Gemara in Gittin, Daf Samaches, all about, remember that Ashmadai Gemara that Shlomo wants to find the worm in order to cut the stones or not to cut the stones of the Mikdash. So at the end, the whole story with Ashmadai, so at the end, it says that he lived in fear of Ashmadai, and therefore he had people guard his bed. That's this pasuk. That's what the pasuk says. Afilu haki avilei biasus amine. Shlomo was always scared of Ashmadai. V'hayna dechsev hine mitasla shalosh Shlomo. Shishim gebar msava lo megebar Yisrael. Kulam achoze cherv v'chulu v'chulu. Ask Rav Chaim Pinievsky here in the time of the Dekra, how could physical guards protect against the shade? A shade, it's Ashmadai. So how does guards help that? So explains the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, V'yei Shlomo, to giborim ha-kavana li-yirei shamayim, she-yodim l'espalel, v'she-yispalel olav shelo yuzak. It's not physical, if they're surrounded by people who are davening and tzaddikim, and if they're tzaddikim and davening, so that'll protect and make sure the shade doesn't damage. So again, Cherem melumde melchama ishchar bal yirechem abalelos. People who are fighting the wars. Rashi melchamta shel Torah. Fema koanim asovavim osa hachonim svivos ha-mishkan. Right, the koanim that are surrounding the mishkan, they are making sure that the Torah protects. Right, what is one of the psukim about the Torah being protective? Mipachad balelos, from the fear. Rav Soloveitchik writes in Divrei Hashkafa on page 68. Even Shlomo HaMelech had some type of fear. Some type of fear. Nobody's perfect. Nobody has everything. With all of his chachman, all of his osher, we don't know what the fear was. But nobody's life is perfect. Nobody has, and nobody, no human being could do everything perfectly or accomplish everything. Says Rav Soloveitchik, ain't on a yodim what the pachad balelos was. There was something that Shlomo felt was out of his control. Okay, finishing up the last few psukim. Apirion asalo amelach Shlomo me'atzi elvanon. An apirion. What's an apirion? Some type of beautiful palace. Rashi ze ohel moed she nikva b'mishkan. In the Mishkan there was the special ohel moed where the heichal was and a special kalim. So we remember again the closeness that we felt bizman Mishkan. Apirion asalo amelach Shlomo. Again, Melech Shlomo can mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referring to the Mishkan, it could be referring to the Beis HaMikdash, referring to Shlomo, the beautiful place where we had closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Me'atzei HaLevanon, from the special cedars of Levanon. Amud Avas HaKesef, Refidas Ozov, Merkavo Argaman, all that beautiful raw materials. Tocho Ratzuf Ahava, Mibenos Yerushalayim. And the inside was lined with love, Mibenos Yerushalayim. Right, Rashi says, right, it's the only time that usually, up until now, Benos Yerushalayim was referring to the other nations, right? We had that back in Pasuk Hey. Benos Yishpati Eschem, Benos Yerushalayim. Here's talking about the Jews themselves. Benos Yerushalayim, it was filled with love between HaKadosh Baruch and Am Yisrael. That's the center of Pinkus writes, that the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, it was all made out of raw materials. Gold and silver and copper, everything raw materials. But what's the middle? What's the middle? Binyan gashmi mufla sui mizavu mikesef. Achmaha ya tochan aprimi shelo tocha ratzuf ahava mibaros Yerushalayim. Hu haya boer ba'esh ahava. That's the middle. The middle. Hashem wants what's inside, not just the physical. When we say a bracha and we mail the bracha, you think Hashem really needs our bracha? He doesn't need our bracha. But what does he want? He wants the feeling, the closeness to that we feel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Ratocha Ratzuf Ahava. Tocha Ratzuf Ahava. The Chashuke Chemed, Rav Zilberstein here, quotes a story that one time Rav Moshe Tukachinsky, took a job as a Manahal Ruchani in Yeshiva Slobodka, and he once met Rav Yecheskel Sarna, Rosh Yeshiva Chevron, and he said to Rav Yecheskel Sarna, says, you know, I didn't take any classes, pedagogical classes, psychological classes, I'm not sure if I could be the best Mashgiach. So he asks him, do you love the Talmidim? He says, of course I love the Talmidim. I love them more than anything. After my family, I just love the Talmidim. He says, that's the key. As long as Tocha Ratzuf Ahava, says that's the first step. Obviously, everything else could help, but that's the first step. Tocha Ratzuf Ahava. And that's what we remember. That's what in Shir HaShirim, we remember the Tocha Ratzuf Ahava of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tse'ena Ure'ena Benos Tzion. We remember the Benos Tzion, Bamelech Shlomo, Ba'atar Shitlo Imo. We remember the crown. She'itrolo imo biyom chasunaso biyom simchas libo. The crown that his mother crowns for him. His mother crowned for him? Biyom chasunaso biyom simchas libo. We know the Gemara, the Mishnah at the end of Taina says, biyom chasunaso, right? That's a reference to, I'll read it to you from the Mishnah. Quote, this the last Mishnah Taina quotes this passage. Biyom chasunaso is a matan Torah. Biyom simchas libo is a binyan beis hamikdash. She'yibane b'mehar b'yameinu. So remember the closeness of the matan Torah and binyan beis hamikdash. what is referred to by Ba'atara Shi'itzra Lo Imo. Right, so there is an amazing medrash that a number of Achronim here quote. Rav Pinkas quotes it and others quote it, but the medrash is in Shir HaShirim and in Bamidbar. It's in Shir HaShirim. The medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu first calls Am Yisrael daughter, and then sister, and then mother, and then mother. What exactly does that mean? How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu call us? How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu call us mother? Or Rav Dessler call, or Rav Dessler. Everybody talks about this this medrash. I'm just looking for the words of the medrash here. Let me open up the medrash. Shal Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Mao Beitra Batar Sheitra Lo Imo, the crown that his mother crowned him, that we crowned Hashem. Mashal Amalach Shaisal Bas Yechida, Vay Mechavav Yosem Yidai, Vay Kariosa Biti. And then another part of Kashakara, so Achosi Ashkarosi Imi. What does that mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu calls us this. So says Reb Dessler, Chavivosa Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem loves us in three bechinas. Number one, as a daughter, Makabel. We're Makabel his goodness. We're Makabel everything that he gives us. Number two, a shutaf, us like a sister. We're shutaf amayis abracious. If we judge properly, if we act properly, and finally, Kaviyacho, we're mashpia. Kihilu hu yisbarach makabel kaviyacho mikneses Yisrael. Shereheim megalim es kvodo. We are megala the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, and that's how we could be a mother. A mother is mashpia. The Vilna Gaon also quotes in his commentary here that there are three levels when a person learns Torah. When a person starts learning Torah, he is like a daughter, he is like a bas. Number two, then he becomes a chaver, a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we're learning Chavrusa with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And finally, a person becomes a Talmid Chacham, and he's giving shir, and he's being Malami Tor Lama Yisrael, Ki'ilu Kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes in and listens. Remember that Gemara B'Metzia? They're going to figure out what's the halacha in Hilchas Saras. They say, oh, we have to ask Rabbi Bar Nachmani. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes, and that's Ki'ilu, a mother, the mashal is given. But again, this all the different descriptions of how we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the yearning that we have. And again, this yearning is ad bias gold tzedek, that we yearn and we want to get back to the closeness that we had bizman HaMishkan. Okay, we'll stop here.